I think you would agree that one of the most famous phrases contained in the founding documents of the United States comes from the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These rights are unalienable precisely because they are from God. They are part of the natural law. When our founders spoke of the pursuit of happiness, they were doing so in a classical sense. Happiness, as described in Greek and Roman philosophy and then later developed by Catholic thinkers such as St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Augustine, fundamentally means living a good and virtuous life. And so simply put, when we live the virtues, we are truly content. And when we violate the virtues through vice, we are unhappy. Let me give you an example from my childhood. I love the weeks leading up to Christmas because that's the time when my mom would begin baking cookies that we would eat, you know, over the holidays. And I remember the pleasure of eating raw chocolate chip cookie dough. But the problem with that, if you've done that yourself, is that the more you eat, the more you want, huh? And in my case, I remember being thirsty, and so I drink, you know, glasses of water as I'm shoving cookie dough into my mouth, which meant that the pleasure that I was experiencing eventually led to feeling a little bloated and sick and even wanting to throw up. What I was experiencing is what psychologists call hedonic happiness, from the same word that we get hedonism, whereby I was seeking maximum pleasure and the satisfaction of my desire. This kind of happiness is measured in momentary contentment, which often leads to suffering and pain. It's like a hangover for adults. A good spiritual director would call this a violation of the cardinal virtue of temperance. This is the virtue known as restraint, the practice of self-control, discretion, and moderation. And when we violate this virtue, it may momentarily feel good, but in the end, we're never truly happy. On the other end of that spectrum, you know, we all just finished our Lord's Novena for healing. And I'm still pretty physically tired, but I'm happy. I'm very happy. It takes a certain amount of forbearance and strength and endurance to prepare for and to execute 9 days, 9 consecutive days of prayer, preaching, and devotions. Forbearance, strength, and endurance are all elements of the cardinal virtue of fortitude, which makes sense then that I find myself tired and yet very happy. I suspect that all of us know the pain that comes from vice and the joy that comes from virtue. Jesus challenges his disciples to live lives of virtue by not just following the letter of the law, but by intensifying the law so as to avoid vice. And here he particularly mentions this morning anger, lust, and swearing. Jesus indicates that following the laws of God save us from damnation, which means happiness for us here in this life, and ultimately, and more importantly, happiness in the life to come. I mentioned the cardinal virtues of temperance and fortitude, which are important elements in striving to live a virtuous and happy life, but the greatest happiness corresponds to the greatest virtues, which are known in our Catholic tradition as the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. These virtues are the highest because they place us in right relationship first and foremost with God, and then consequently with other people. The strength of our character reflects how well we have perfected the virtues in our life. And we know that the pursuit of happiness by way of virtue is not always easy. It's not always automatic. The old adage, practice makes perfect, is applicable to things like improving our golf swing or helping us to master a piece on the piano. And in the same way, it applies to striving to live a virtuous life, practicing the virtues over and over again. In just 10 days, we will begin the season of Lent with Ash Wednesday. And if practice makes perfect, Lent is a great time to practice virtuous living. Each of us, if we're honest with ourselves, each of us has a pretty good handle on how well we live the virtues and what we need to practice. And so perhaps in these days leading up to Lent, we might begin planning what we will be giving up or what we will be doing during Lent to reflect the virtues in our daily lives. The founders of the United States maintained that when respected, the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness lead to solid self-governance. Jesus assures us that happiness is found in living a virtuous life and leads not to a government, but instead it leads to eternal life, which St. Paul beautifully and happily refers to in our second reading today. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the human heart what God has prepared for those who love him.